my grandma said, I already knew she was going to end up pregnant.
What you gonna do? That's what he said. What you gonna do? Cause I was pregnant my 8th grade year, and so I had an abortion. My mom made me get an abortion. I didn't want one, and so then when I got pregnant the following year, it was like I was supposed to be pregnant or whatever. So when he was like, "What you gonna do?" I wanted to get an abortion, but then I didn't. So I was like, I don't know. It took me a minute to see what I was gonna do though.
He was shocked. He thought that I was gonna tell him something else, and he looked really upset because he thought of what he thought I was gonna tell him. And then when I actually did tell him, his whole head like spun around and he's like, "What?" And his eyes got all big, and then just walked for a while and he was real quiet.
No, he didn't know at first. It took me 3 months to tell anybody, so he didn't know. I saw him a few times and I was pregnant, but I ain't tell him.
He's very involved, mostly with, financially, he's awesome. He gets to everything. As a father role, I guess he does really good. He's a great dad. He's a wonderful dad.
He was sometimes he was there, sometimes he wanted to pop up and bring me something to eat or something. Or sometimes he wanted to go to take me to the doctor or whatever. He was always sometime. And then he's a bootleg drug dealer. So he was always in and out of jail or whatever. He got out, He got out a week before I had my baby and went in 3 days after I had her. He got out again and then got locked right back up 3 days after her birthday. I didn't tell my mama. She actually told me. She went shopping, came home, gave me these big grandma drawers. They was big. And I'm like, "Mommy, I can't fit them." She's like, "You will in a little while." And so then she asked me who was the father or whatever, and I told her. She was mad because she don't like my baby daddy anyway. Because she knew he wasn't looking out for my best interests. That's what she say all the time. But just wasn't for her daughter because, she just knew that he was gonna hurt me. She just knew it.
I told my mom when I was at the doctor's with my little sister. So she's really upset, really, really upset. You know, if I got pregnant, my parents would kick me out of the house. But I think I was very lucky. My mom, she's a single parent, but she became really supportive, really into the pregnancy, helping me out, baby showers and all of that stuff. So. I mean, it worked out, but of course, if your little girl tells you, "Hey, mom, I'm pregnant," you're gonna be all shocked and like, "Oh my God," and try to like beat them and stuff. But no, she didn't do that. So. To be a baby mama, I see you paying ya, I see you working ya, I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up with making beds up, girl, keep your head up on my feet. Oh my goodness, my grade is a mess. My GPA went from a 3.5, now it's at a 2.8, and I'm struggling. Because, I can't really focus because I be tired all the time. I got kicked out of one of my classes last week for falling asleep. So, it affects my education, but I stay because I know that's what I got to do to better me and my child's life. That's the sacrifice you have to make. Okay, I won't have a 3.5 up on no GPA, but at least I'm making it. And it's barely, but I'm making it, so I can say, "Mommy did this. Mommy graduated from high school. Mommy going to college. You can do this." For me, it's not that hard because I have like a lot of support at home. I have my whole family supports me, and her father's family has supports too. So they take care of the baby while I go to school, and it's basically it allows me to go to school, keep my grades up, and then somebody I know and I trust is taking care of the baby.
It's the only bad thing about being a teenage mother is that I'm young. That's it. But being a mother, period, it is beautiful. My daughter, she is so smart, and it be days when I'm crying or tired or whatever, and she come, "Mommy," have me talk my ear off, but it just be days when she just, I don't know, she's a beautiful child, brightening up my day. I call her my chocolate sunshine.